Hey, how you guys doing today? Welcome to Ajax Production. This is Brain Shift, shifting your mind to a business mindset. I'm gonna recorrect that slogan because I want it to be like shifting your traditional business mind to a digital business mind. You know what I mean? So basically helping people understand or helping people with my journey of understanding the digital world, you know, while I also understand business and learn and also share what I've learned. As you know, I run one marketing agency, but my marketing agency gives me the opportunity to work with other brands, one, and also create brands of my own and businesses of my own and things like that. So I have other projects under my business. So this gives me the opportunity to, you know, partner up with a lot of different people and different amazing people that have skills that I probably have and maybe I'm good at it, but like I'll be better in a different position that can bring in more customers, or I'll be in a better position if I can bring in more customers and they can usually go fulfillment and the work, you know what I mean? So that's what I've been, you know, putting together great partners that have been able to help me structure the business that I have right now and helping me move it forward. Like, for example, Ajax Pro LLC, I have a business partner. I don't want to say his name on the internet because, I mean, you guys already know it's my co-host on the African Hippie Show. So if you are really interested, if you're interested in knowing who that is, go to the African Hippie Show and go check that out. But he's my business partner under Ajax Pro LLC. That's where we work on, you know, the whole thing. You know, like, but he helps me with particular projects on the like technology side of things, like how like us starting Reality Hoppers, I think it was a year ago or two. That was our partnership, you know, us going into the metaverse and, you know, starting a business there and collecting money and starting our podcast. I mean, I'm moving our podcast there for like 6 months and things like that. That was an opportunity for us to learn, you know, do market research, but also creating a brand and creating a business as well that we can also use in the future, or an asset that we can use in the future if we wanted to. And we are going to use it in the future. You know, that's one major partner that I have. I have another partner, like I said, I'm not mentioning names, but we work on something I call Exotic Blooms together. So this is another project, you know, like this is a project that helped me learn grassroots of business and marketing and, you know, getting clients. And, you know, because he can't advertise this product, so you have to do one, you know, word of mouth and one customer at a time type of activity. But growing that over time now teaches you how to grow a business, because not all the time you're gonna have money to advertise, but how do you gain customers without having to advertise off the bat? That's where that business comes on. But like I said, I have a partner. I'm helping him, you know, manage it right now. But as he gets better and heals up from his accident, he will be taking more control of that part. And I will just be, you know, fall back and maybe just maintain it with him or help him, or, you know, flow it and things like that. That's another one. That's two. Then we have the Sucker brand that I partnered with my sister to create in 2018, and now that is coming back. That is another project that I just woke up from the dead, and we are, you know, moving it forward. We actually got our first sale a couple of days ago. I think it was Monday this week. That was amazing, and we're working on getting more sales and making sure that people are able to purchase when they want it, you know, things like that. So that's what we're working on right now. And the first business is Ajax Fix. I know it's not going to be called Ajax Fix, you know, when we finally get started with this, but I've partnered with a kid at my university, Pairview A&M University. He fixes phones as well. I fix phones as well, but I know I'm better positioned as the customer getter. So my goal would be to bring customers for him, and he'll be able to handle the runs, arounds, and things like that, the cost of things, and I'll just, you know, collect a fee from that. And like I said, don't forget, in my own Ajax Pro LLC business, I have my own clients. I have three major clients right now, which is Social Bevy, right now is Lux Laboratory, and OJ Consult. financial services, and many more to come, you know what I mean? So we're also having meetings about their businesses and seeing how we can take this stuff to the next level for next year, because next year's tax season, you know how tax season goes. So, you know, doing the podcast with Social Bevy, helping Lux Laboratory set up and, you know, start like promoting, I mean, set up with website promotions for the first campaign and on from there on. Like the OJ Consult, tax is coming in, so we have to set up for that, do commercials, edit, and start putting out content for that. But overall, all I'm just saying is that everything is starting to come together, you know what I mean? Everything is starting to shape up. I know it seems like a lot, but it's really not. It's still only one thing, which is Ajax Grow LLC. I just happen to have a lot of clients and a lot of partners to work with on different projects, so I don't have to be the sole person doing everything, you know what I mean? It's impossible for me to do everything. But if I can stick to the marketing aspect of things or the running, the being a businessman aspect of things, then the rest will fall in place, like the people that need to do the package, the operations, you know, the HR hiring customer employees, those people will, you know, fall in place as well, because we have work to do. We do have a bad news. We actually, so one of our partners that we were still partners, but our venture, as we stopped our venture, which was the Airbnb business. That was a rough that's a rough business, you know what I mean? We didn't know what we was going into when we started, but we started with a good attitude. We rushed into it, you know, got the first one, got the second one, got the third one, and then things started crumbling. You know, things started crumbling, you know, things, people started complaining about the place, because the third place was a townhouse, and it was an older townhouse at that. I mean, it had, you know, it had possibility of having problems, you know, high possibility of having problems. But we kind of like, you know, thought about like, okay, maybe it's an Airbnb, and since we know the landlord, you know, things will be able to be fixed fast and things like that. Granted, we were able to manage it, but what the problem was, the place was far from where we were, so going to fix things was like a 30-minute drive or 30 to an hour drive, and that was crazy, because now people are hitting you up, you're saying, we'll come in, we don't come to an hour, we get there. It took a toll on us, but that was the first part where we shut down the townhouse, then we, you know, went backwards. Then another thing happened, the second place that shut down, the tenant, you know, because this is a very deep story. I think I should just do a whole episode on this, but I just want to say, okay, I just want to wrap it up and say that the Airbnb business is down. Maybe the next episode I will talk about the Airbnb business and see my real opinion on it and things like that. I'll go into details of what went wrong and things like that. But right now we're in the process of selling all the furniture and moving on with the, you know, to the next project. You know, the next project right now is Sucker, the Sucker brand. We are launching our brand, you know, me and my sister Lola. If you're interested in who she is, you can check her on TikTok and Instagram. She's, you know, pretty popular on YouTube as well. So yeah, check her out on all her social media. But we are working on Sucker brand, and that's something that we are really, really passionate about. As you can see, we're launching it next Friday, and we're trying to see how we can, you know, start selling this stuff. We already sold one, and we're excited to keep selling more. But let's keep going, you know what I mean? Things are gonna be fire. But before we go, I actually wanted to say our sponsor of the show, which is, today we have two sponsors. We have Ajax Pro LLC, which is a marketing agency that helps businesses transition from traditional business of where traditional way of understanding business to a digital way of understanding business. That's what this podcast is about, is helping you in that guide of understanding the ways of doing things with the internet, you know what I mean, or running a business with the internet. That's what I'm here to help you and guide you with, because I'm also doing it. So if I'm doing it and I'm not teaching you, you know what I mean, I'm kind of just documenting my journey, and in the sense of documenting my journey, I hope you're able to learn and also learn in your journey as well, things like that. The second sponsor is Sucker Top Shop.com is a clothing brand. no, it's a clothing brand that has different facets to it. It has a cosmetic sister brand, also a cosmetic line that's Soccer Cosmetics. But the main clothing brand is its own entity, and we're launching our first beanies right now. So if you're interested in the Soccer brand and knowing what that's about and seeing, because I know this is audio, so you can't really see it, go check out our website. I mean, go check out our Instagram page, because our website's not up yet. So I'm gonna be up the next week. So go check out our Instagram and see what we got going on. You know, if you're interested, buy. You could get a discount on your beanies when you know, before it comes out, so that you could get it before, you know, everybody else has it, you know, stuff like that. And check us out, and I will see you next time. My name is Aniola Ajax, and we are out.